Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
AEW are strongly teasing CM Punk. Plus, a legend is making a Dynamite debut next week. And a huge update on Queen of the Ring. We'll get to that in a bit. For Thursday, July the 29th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. Lots to break down from last night's episode of AEW Dynamite Fight for the Fallen. So much going on. We'll get to some of the big headlines from it in a bit. But the one thing that was very prominent throughout that episode of Dynamite was heavy teasing of one CM Punk.
Friday, August 20th, Rampage comes to Chicago and the United Center for the first dance. That's right, the first dance, and tickets are on sale this coming Monday at 10 a.m. at AEW TIX and Ticketmaster.
Sting, Darby Allin, we just heard the huge news. AEW coming to the United Center in Chicago, August 20th, the first dance for Rampage.
I'll be in Chicago. You know, I've been around a lot of men in this world that have laid claim to how they're the greatest. And there's only one place to really prove that. Right here in AEW. Even if you think you are the best in the world.
Chris, as you sit there, you've ever been in your entire life, I need you to listen to me.
Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cult of personality.
So there you heard the announcements about Rampage, the first dance, and the following CM Punk chants that came with it. They even cut to the crowd chanting CM Punk for just a couple of seconds at this point as well. You heard Darby Allin there with Sting chatting backstage, and Darby Allin dropping in that best in the world line as well. And what about that clip with MJF? Well, that's a callback to CM Punk as well. The line that he used sounds very similar, eerily similar to a line that CM Punk used during his pipe bomb promo back in the day.
John Cena, while you lay there, hopefully as uncomfortable as you possibly can be, I want you to listen to me.
See? That one. In a press conference after Dynamite, when asked about the CM Punk and Daniel Bryan rumors for All Elite Wrestling, Tony Khan simply said, no comment. There's quite a few comments that were made throughout the show, though, that weren't as obvious. Just putting that out there. They seem to be at a point now, to AEW, where if CM Punk doesn't turn up, I think they've got a problem on their hands. I really think they do. We are getting a legend of the wrestling world on Dynamite next week, though.
Labor number 3! One of the greatest luchadors in the history of professional wrestling is coming back to TNT after 15 years to face his oldest and most bitter rival, the Juice Juventud Guerrera!
That's MJF revealing that Chris Jericho is going to face Juventud Guerrera in the next Labor of Jericho. Jericho can only win that match with a move off of the top rope, by the way. Oh, and MJF will be on commentary, of course. Juventud Guerrero and Chris Jericho had some memorable matches back in WCW. Guerrero's career has seen him in AAA. He's seen him part of CMLL, part of WWE as the Mexicools as well. And there's been some controversy through his wrestling career as well. We've talked about this on the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review, how he was arrested in Australia in 2000 after taking some illegal substances that led to him having a psychotic episode, running around a hotel in Australia whilst naked, attacking police officers. This is all detailed, not just in the podcast I do with Matthew Gregg, but in the book The Death of WCW. It was reported that he was under the influence of PCP at the time, and was released by WCW and paid nearly $2,000 in fines and was banned from Australia for a time as well. So a controversial past for Juventud Guerrero, but a past with Chris Jericho that makes him a decent choice to be part of the labors of Jericho. We'll see him make his debut for AEW next week. Hiroshi Tanahashi appeared via video on Dynamite last night, issuing a challenge to the IWGP United States Champion. Tanahashi says the US title has a charm to it, and it's one that he would like to add to his championship legacy. The match was confirmed post-Dynamite after a successful title defense for Lance Archer that at NJPW Resurgence, the first New Japan of America ticketed event since early last year, we will see Tanahashi returning to American soil to face Lance Archer for that championship. That'll be a huge match and a great coup for AEW to get to plug that match on last night's Dynamite. PW Insider have given us an update on the condition of Cash Wheeler. He suffered what's been described as a really bad cut to his arm during the match that FTR had against Santana and Ortiz. Wheeler was thrown off the ropes. His arm hit that metal post between the ring post and the turnbuckles and immediately cut him open. He was treated by medical staff ringside and they went to the finish very, very shortly afterward. There's no word on whether or not he'll miss any action at this point, but PW Insider's sources have informed them that he is okay. So we send our best wishes. Hope it's nothing too serious. Full recovery for Cash Wheeler following that bump last night. We send best wishes also to Ryo Mizumani, who is currently hospitalized because of COVID-19. Back on the 26th of this month, she had a fever and tested positive, and now she started to develop pneumonia. She is under medical care right now, and we here at Cultaholic send our best wishes to a phenomenal performer who we've seen showcased on AEW, deservedly so, over the past few months, and we send our best wishes for a full and speedy recovery to Ryo Mizumani. Andrew Zarian of the Matt Men podcast gives us a big update on the Queen of the Ring plans. So we mentioned this the other day, that the plan is to start the Queen of the Ring on the October 8th episode of SmackDown and continue it on the October 11th episode of Raw. But now there is reports that the Queen of the Ring finals will take place in Saudi Arabia. WWE revealed that they are hoping to get to Saudi Arabia by the end of October for a super show there, and one of those marquee matches could be the finals of the Queen of the Ring tournament. A legendary announcer will be working AEW Dark Elevation next week. Davey Crockett joined Tony Schiavone and Paul White for commentary. This was taped before Dynamite last night. David Crockett, a voice of WCW past from 1985 to 1988. Crockett and Schiavone were the announcers for WCW. I can't wait to hear Tony Schiavone and David Crockett reunited on AEW Dark Elevation. It's going to be fun. And congratulations to Titus O'Neil. He has received an incredible honour in having a school named after him. The Sly Middle Magnet School in Tampa, Florida, has now been renamed in honour of Titus O'Neil for the work he has done in that community. The school will now be known as the Thaddeus M. Bullard Academy at Sly Middle Magnet School. Titus O'Neil said upon the honour, said, "I was once labelled a bad kid and told I'd be dead or in jail by the time I was 16. This is the highest and most respected honour that I could have ever received, considering there were never any expectations of me ever finding much success in my life. Hopefully, this will prove to any student who comes from an underserved community that anything is possible when you believe." Twitch.tv/Cultaholic. Sam Driver is in the seat from 6 p.m. British summertime. We are back tomorrow, by the way, for another episode of Love You By Friday. We're taking your calls to Cultaholic headquarters. Looking forward to speaking to you tomorrow. But Sam is on tonight. Twitch.tv/Cultaholic if you're not with us there already. On the Cultaholic podcast feed, a day later than advertised. Apologies for that. We are getting a brand new Desert Island Graps, and it'll be on the feed later today. And it'll be star of AEW, star of New Japan of America, the newest signing to Major League Wrestling, Danny Limelight. My great conversation with Danny. He's been everywhere, and he has hustled during 2020. I can't wait for you to hear his story, and you're going to hear it tonight on the Cultaholic podcast feed. Basically, wherever you got this podcast from, it will be there as well. YouTube.com/Cultaholic. A brand spanking new tier list is waiting for you there. If you haven't been there in the last couple of hours, you may not have seen it, but you can now check out Andrew and Ross tier list ranking the greatest WWE tag teams. Take a look at some of those teams across the history of wrestling, of WWE, and decide which are the best and which deserve to get in the bin. That's at youtube.com/cultaholic right now. And check out cultaholic.com throughout the day for the results from last night's AEW Dynamite Fight for the Fallen, a full breakdown of what happened there. And for wrestling fans of a certain vintage, can you name every wrestler that ever competed at WWE's Saturday Night Main Event? Take a look at the quiz right now. And whilst you are there, check out Jack's weekly column this week asking the question, AEW probably signing CM Punk and Daniel Bryan. What happens next? Jack breaks down what could be a major turning point in wrestling history at cultaholic.com right now. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.